Sportsnet 650.
You're not a country music guy, though.
Not so much, no. More of a rap hip-hop guy.
There we go.
Are you
nice.
Still doing any? I know you've done for us before. Eric Hurtado joins us on point. Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda. Do you still pen the odd rap, or is that slowed down?
No, yeah. I got a little studio set up in my apartment, and also free time, I flow some beats.
Okay, so after your goal and you would have a nice weekend, are you in a better mood? Are you more likely to be creative and write on a weekend like this?
Honestly, it's just good to get back to the groove, hanging out with my dog, going to the park, shooting some hoops. It was a long road trip.
Eric Hurtado joins us. We're the new sports station in the Couve. I love
we
that.
We are.
Sportsnet 650. Go ahead.
So, Eric, your goal, that's an MLS goal of the week. Not a candidate. I'm saying it's a winner right off the bat. But have you practiced that before, or was that straight instinct?
I mean, you know, Jordan Harvey and I talk about that ball behind. He knows where to put it, and I just got to get on the end of it, you know. We meet up and train all the time.
So it's always that little bit of a flick. Eric, are you trying to bring it down, or it depends where you are in the box?
You know, it was instinct on that goal. I just kicked it to the far post and it went in.
You have scored, if I was to say, your nicest goal prior to Saturday would be a little left-footed curler in Columbus. you're laughing because you know that was a beauty. I thought, wow, I didn't know you had the left foot like that. Was Saturday's like better? What goes to the top of your goal scored in MLS?
I mean, honestly, right now, I'm just trying to think about the team, man. We've come so far. And just trying to, it's amazing that the team could clinch playoffs in such a short time. You know, we got 3 games left and we already clinched it. That's just huge for the club.
It's a pretty challenging year for you. You came back from a foot injury. How did you keep yourself motivated during that time? You know, you had to fight for your spot as well, competition and training. How did you motivate yourself?
I mean, the injury helped me become stronger and appreciate the game that I love every day playing with my team on the field, you know, just, having to recover and see my team on the field while I'm not able to play, you know, it just brings a lot of appreciation towards the game.
Your coach has said you're becoming the consummate professional in how you approach the game. What's changed for you in the last 2 years?
I think just maturity, you know, like everyone in the world, we grow up and we experience things and we just got to learn from everything that goes on.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned then? What experience do you think has kind of changed you? Was it that journey to Norway?
Maybe that, you know, I just try to take the positive out of life, you know, things are going to happen and you can control what you can control.
Looking ahead, you've got, New York this weekend in New Jersey. So when you're in training, what does the manager say? Does he have an idea of, in terms of, does he let you know what the starting lineup's going to be? Is it all based on the way you compete in training? So do you have an idea of whether you'll be playing on the weekend, or is that something that the manager kind of lets you know later on?
You know, the training staff sets up, they set up a lot of video for us. And so we go on and we see what New York is good at, what they're bad at, how we can penetrate their defense and how we can get on top of them. And so just, yeah.
Let our listeners know, when do you know when the starting lineup is put forth?
who knows? Day of the game. Day before the game.
Day before the game in training, you get an idea of this is the 11 in all likelihood. Is there a formal announcement made?
There's no formal announcement. The day before the game, we get a little inner squad going on. You can kind of get a tell who's going to play and who's not. But, I mean, every day in training, everyone's going hard.
So when you don't have that colored penny on Friday, have you changed how your mind works in that session now, going, okay, if I'm not in the starting 11, it won't change. I will be ready to go to make sure I'm in that 18.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone has a role on the team. And at the same time, we can make new roles for ourselves, just like adding a new skill to our game or add a new attribute towards our team's success. Like Tony Chani, you know, he's a defensive midfielder. He's supposed to get the ball, distribute, win it, but he's scoring goals. He's helping us at the same time. You know what I mean?
In terms of your guys', you know, your counterattack has been the strength of the team as far as absorbing pressure and then hitting teams when they cough up the ball. Why do you think you guys are so good at that? Does it have to do with a lot of the midfield players, or just kind of the whole team gelling at the right time in terms of the formation?
Yeah, we have attacking players on the team. We want to get forward. We want to create chances. We want to score goals, you know? It's just in our nature.
Is your hold-up play one part of your game that's gotten better than anything else? in the last two or three years?
Is that what you think?
Well, no, you know what? Yeah, if I'm going to say where you've become really good at, is I think you might be one of the top players now in holding up the ball, because you've always kind of been the lone guy up there. And if you can't hold it and wait for help, you just felt like you couldn't get it done. I think you've really been proven that. Are you going to argue with me? Are you going to argue me with that E-Money or what?
No, I think I got the team around me to win the second ball. So then if I fight for the ball, then they're gonna get it, and then we're going to maintain possession.
What's your dog's name again? I forgot.
Tarzan.
Okay, so if there was a dog show in the Whitecaps dressing room, does Woody win it on behalf of Tim Parker or Tarzan?
Totally different dogs.
What kind of dog do you have, Eric?
Golden Retriever.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Yeah, your dog has a little more energy than Parker's.
A little more energy, yeah. His dog kind of just, like, snores the whole day.
I want to let you know.
He's cute, though. He's a cute dog.
Way to backpedal on that one. Are you aware that Montero actually has a dog who's a dog show champion?
I did not know that. I got to talk to him about that.
Why am I telling the Whitecaps about what the teammates do?
There you go.
And his dog's name is nothing against Tarzan, but Montero's dog's name is FIFA.
FIFA?
Yeah.
That's a pretty dope name for a dog.
I know, pal. I've never
heard that before.
For a guy who writes beats and lyrics, man, Montero's got both you guys as far as naming dogs.
Damn. Okay.
E-Money, thank you for this. Congratulations on your goal, and keep pushing forward with the Whitecaps.
It was good talking to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Sportsnet 650.